no peace, no justice, 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 no peace,
peace, peace, peace.
Babylon system is a condemnation.
Hi, this is David Amram. You're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 on your FM dial, and keep on listening.
For Pacifica Radio, I'm Christina Onnested. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump have appeared to agree on a timetable to participate in two debates before the November general election, with the first in late June, the second in September, before early voting begins. The Biden administration has told key lawmakers it's sending more than $1 billion in additional arms and ammunition to Israel. It's not immediately known how soon the weapons will be delivered. It's the first arms shipment to Israel revealed by the administration since it put another arms transfer consisting of 3,500 bombs on hold this month to keep Israel from using them in its growing offensive in the crowded southern Gaza city of Rafah. Palestinians, meanwhile, are marking the Nakba today, the 76th anniversary of dispossession, commemorating their mass expulsion to create the state of Israel for Jewish people after the Holocaust. It comes as Israel faces claims of genocide against Palestinians and its longstanding policies and its war in Gaza before the International Court of Justice. Arguments on a fourth new effort to get Israel to roll back some of its war strategies will be heard Thursday and Friday. The latest claim from South Africa argues Israel controls all exits to and from Gaza, is preventing aid and goods from entering. It says evacuation zones are littered with explosive ordinances and being treated as extermination zones, where soldiers have orders to kill anyone in sight. It says the Al-Mawasi area in Khan Yunis, where Palestinians in Rafah were forced to evacuate to, is mostly rubble and dirt, lacking basic services, and that Israeli forces have repeatedly bombed the area and shot children in the head as they attempted to forage for food. Today, Gaza's health ministry said Israeli forces have killed 60 Palestinians in the last 24 hours. Hundreds of protesters showed up at Google's major developers conference in California to call on the tech giant to end its billion-dollar cloud computing project with the Israeli government, known as Project Nimbus. Ada Shaheen reports.
Google is for genocide!
Protesters blocked the main entrance where Google was holding its annual I.O. conference. Google and Amazon provided the Israeli government with cloud computing systems, including artificial intelligence. The partnership is called Project Nimbus. Opponents of the project say it facilitates human rights abuses in the Palestinian territories and the expansion of illegal Israeli settlements. A Google developer, who identified only as Developer 4, says part of what Project Nimbus does is scan the Israeli military's data on Palestinians to help it generate kill lists for military strikes on alleged militants.
In one strike, the military was authorized to kill 300 Palestinian civilians to target just one alleged militant.
Ada Shaheen.
Far-right Israeli extremists, including members of the ruling Likud party, like National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, rallied near the Israel-Gaza border Tuesday, calling for Palestinians to be expelled from Gaza and for Israeli settlements there. The Israeli publication Haaretz is reporting thousands of Israelis joined the far-right Independence Day march Tuesday. A new report finds some university administrators are targeting their own students for protesting the war in Gaza and silencing defenders of Palestinian human rights. The report was released by CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, Tuesday. Christopher Martinez reports.
The 20-page report says when people go unheard, they protest. But it continues, many universities have met peaceful protests with threats, intimidation, and violence.
Clearly, universities have become incredibly hostile spaces for Palestinian, Arab, Muslim, Jewish, and other students who are anti-genocide.
Farah Afifi is Research and Advocacy Director for CARE, the Council on American and Islamic Relations. She's also the lead author.
These protests are peaceful. They are organized. They have very clear and legitimate demands.
The report looks at incidents from more than 30 colleges and universities. It's describing actions ranging from verbal harassment of protesters to arbitrary new rules used to block student events, as well as even more violent actions. The report also includes recommendations for universities to negotiate in good faith with protesters. CARE has praised a recent agreement at Johns Hopkins University that led to the dismantling of a protest encampment. But there are other recommendations to promote safety, academic freedom, and open inquiry. Another recommendation is for universities to stop the weaponization of law enforcement against students and drop all charges. Christopher Martinez.
I'm Christina Onnestad reporting for Pacifica Radio.
Mimi Rosenberg.
I'm Ken Nash.
We're building bridges. The train to Auschwitz does not start and stop in one instant, said Rabbi Arthur Waskow, a 90-year-old veteran of the civil rights movement who organized the Freedom Seder in 1969. And I quote, "It must gather speed unless it is stopped before it gets there. Just so with the train to Rafah. We are here to stop it. So this Passover, we built bridges to and with Jewish Voice for Peace and attended their mass Seder protest for the liberation of Palestine and took it to the home of Representative Chuck Schumer, which would lead to civil disobedience culminating in hundreds of arrests, as we were there to stop the train to Rafah.
Jews came together in the thousands for the mass Seder to proclaim their exodus from Zionism and say that their tradition compels them to bring everything they have to stopping the historic atrocities being done in their name and with our tax dollars. No more genocide in our name.
The U.S. could stop this in the blink of an eye. The U.S. could withhold weapons. The U.S. could stop funding Israel. Instead, today, the Senate is preparing to vote to authorize an additional $14 billion for Israel. $14 billion to continue the genocide they are carrying out in Gaza. With our tax dollars. In our name. Why we are here in our thousands holding our Seder on this holiday of Pesach, the holiday of liberation, at the doorstep of Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Senator Schumer, you may have seen, recently gave a speech criticizing blaming Israel's far-right extremist Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for him to now support sending a multi-billion dollar military slush fund is a reward for Netanyahu. It's a reward for his warmongering regime. History will remember Chuck Schumer and anyone who supports this legislation as a cheerleader for genocide. Senator Schumer, your Jewish constituents and the vast majority of the U.S. demand stop arming Israel.
Stop arming Israel.
Stop arming Israel.
Stop arming Israel.
Let Gaza live. As American Jews, we will not be used.
No.
And we will not be silent.
No.
And we will not be complicit.
No.
We know that Judaism is a beautiful thousand-year-old rich tradition. And that Israel is a 76-year-old settler colonial apartheid state that is destroying millions of Palestinian lives with our tax dollars and in our names.
Shame!
We know this is not a religious conflict. We know this is a colonial one.
That's right.
We know that Israel is turning Judaism into a weapon for colonization.
Yeah.
And we say no.
No.
And we learn our history. And we were horrified to learn that in 1948, Zionist militias on the first and second nights of Passover carried out an operation to expel over 70,000 Palestinians from their homes in Haifa. They called that operation Cleaning Out the Chametz. We know that violence against Palestinians from both Israeli soldiers and settlers escalates on every single Jewish holiday. We know this. During this past Hanukkah, we saw Israeli soldiers put up a 42-foot menorah in Gaza to terrify Palestinians. We will not be used.
We will not be used.
We will not be silent.
We will not be silent.
We will not be complicit.
We will not be complicit.
We will not be used.
We will not be used.
We will not be silent.
We will not be silent.
We will not be complicit.
We will not.
And so this Passover, this one, not the next one, this one is when we take the mandate of this holiday of liberation very seriously. This Passover now is when we reclaim our beautiful tradition from the death cult of Zionism. Jews join with millions around the world who are rising up for an immediate and permanent ceasefire and for a free Palestine and nothing less. Free Palestine. We look Zionism squarely in the face. Because we cannot uproot this violence. We cannot get through this Mitzrayim, this narrow place, if we don't look uproot the racist ideology that upholds and justifies all of this violence. And it has a name, Zionism.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This is the Passover that we take our exodus from Zionism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There have been Jews who always rejected Zionism, just like there have been Jews who rejected every single supremacist ideology on earth. We are so proud to come from our radical ancestors, many of whom are feminist and queer and trans people. We are proud to come from Jews who have infused our holidays with the revolutionary spirit of joint struggle and collective liberation. This year is the 55th anniversary of the first Freedom Seder. Held in 1969, a year after Dr. King was assassinated. Rabbi Arthur Waska held a Freedom Seder in Washington, D.C. It was multiracial, it was interfaith, it was protesting anti-black violence and the Vietnam War. Rabbi Waska is now 90 years old. And he has sent his blessing over this Seder in the street to stop arming Israel today. Rabbi Waska has given us these words. I quote, Jews have remembered one night of Kristallnacht as the atrocious beginning of what became the Nazi genocide. Yet the state we call Jewish has imposed 6 months of Kristallnacht to destroy the community of Gaza. Waska writes, the train to Auschwitz does not start or stop in one instant. It must gather speed, unless it is stopped before it gets there. Just so with the train to Rafah. We are here to stop it.
Yeah.
We are here to stop it.
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 On behalf of Jewish Voice for Peace and Jews for Racial Economic Justice, and if not now, we want to welcome you here, whoever you are, however you are arriving. We in particular want to welcome our Palestinian siblings. We love you, we grieve with you, and we are honored to struggle alongside you. We know that everyone relates to Passover differently. This will not be a Seder as usual. These are not usual times. This will be a Seder where we take the story and we enact it. We let it call us to action. So if this Seder feels different from how you would like to observe Passover, let's make a pact. Let's make a pact that we're going to prioritize the urgency of Palestinian lives and survival over everything else. We want to let you know that we have a robust safety team that's here. We are so grateful for them. In case of a safety issue, know that we have people prepared to support and respond. Let Gaza live!
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 I am really honored to bring up our first speaker, my friend, our dear, beloved rabbi of JBP, J. Fridge, if not now, our rabbis for ceasefire. Please join me in giving a warm welcome for Rabbi Miriam Grossman.
In seders around the world, Jewish people have lifted up matzah and sung the word halach ma'anya. This is the bread of affliction, of poverty. After which we sing kol dichben yitei v'yichol, let all who are hungry come and eat. And for centuries, people observed this practice, not just by singing it, but by opening their doors and shouting into the streets, let all who are hungry come. And the doors would open and people would feed each other. What could possibly be further from this sacred tradition than intentionally starving an entire population by purposely cutting off food and water? What could possibly be further? It is impossible to imagine anything further from this tradition than starving people for over 6 months of every age, to the point that people are forced to make bread from animal feed, and even that is running out. Shame.
Shame!
Halach Chag Ma'anya comes before we tell the sacred Exodus story. So for those of us who are Jewish, to me, this means that before we can tell the story of our ancestors who ate the bread of affliction, the bread of the hungry, before we can do that, we have to stop and in real time ask, who is being made hungry right now? Not in metaphor, not in the past, right now, today, real bodies and real lives. And right now, the Israeli government is starving 2 million people in Gaza. That is how we observe that mitzvah, by calling that out. We are witnessing the destruction and indiscriminate mass bombing of family homes, whole apartment blocks, hospitals, universities, schools, playgrounds. This genocidal campaign is being carried out every day with bombs and tanks and shells and guns paid for by us with our own tax dollars. Today, we know that this year, Passover is different than all other Passovers because of what the Israeli government and military are doing in our name. This year, we will not just open our doors and say, let all who are hungry come and eat. This year, we opened our doors and we walked out into the streets. This year, we say, let all who are heartbroken, all who are enraged, all who say not in our name, all who say not with our taxes, all who say never again for anyone, all who say we will see the humanity in every single child and every single adult, let all of us come and fight together to stop the genocide, to stop the mass bombing, to stop the man-made famine, the dispossession and ethnic cleansing today. In a moment, we'll move to Kiddush, the blessing over the wine for the first cup. Kiddush means sanctification. And so we're first going to sanctify this space by praying. First, we pray for the people of Gaza. May God bless every child and adult who is facing unimaginable horror and genocide day and night. And we pray for every person in Gaza right now who is facing starvation and mass bombardment. That includes over 2 million Palestinian people, children, adults, infants, as well as international aid workers and Israeli hostages. We pray for every person in Gaza and for every person in the West Bank and for every Palestinian living under Israeli apartheid who is struggling to survive Israeli military and settler violence, who is doing this even often as they mourn the death of loved ones and continue to witness atrocity. For all these people, may God shelter you with protection. May you know you are not forgotten. For every person, we pray for every person standing up for Palestinian freedom and for the liberation of all people. Whether you are doing that for the first time here this night, or whether you have been taking action for years, we know that for Palestinians living under Israeli apartheid, doing that means facing brutal state violence, being held often in detention without charge, indefinitely. And for Palestinians here in this country and for so many people of color here, we know this can mean also discrimination and doxing and repression. For Jewish people, it can mean losing family and community. And we see these risks. We see the risks so many here tonight are taking, and we honor them. And we know nothing compares to the people in Gaza who are risking everything just to survive in the face of genocide and to show the world what is happening. We pray for the strength to keep fighting. We pray to hold ourselves and each other through this time. We pray to keep going so far beyond a ceasefire. Together we bless the source of life and we'll bless the first cup. If you know the words, you can join me. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Pri Hagafen. Amen.
Amen. next year in freedom, next year in liberation. Amen.
You're listening to an exodus from Zionism and towards collective liberation. No one is outside of solidarity. Now is not the time for silencing critical Jewish voices in whose names this genocide is being committed. It is the time to amplify them and the communities most directly impacted by the violence. And so we do that. We amplify the Jewish voice. In our own name we speak. Because Zionism is a false idol that has taken the idea of the promised land and turned it into a deed of sale for a militaristic ethnostate. It is a false idol that takes our most profound biblical stories of justice and emancipation from slavery, the story of Passover itself, and turns them into brutalist weapons of colonial land theft, roadmaps for ethnic cleansing and genocide. Hundreds, thousands of Jewish anti-war demonstrators have been arrested during the Passover Seder that doubled as a protest in New York and throughout the country. Protesters shut down major thoroughfares to pray for a ceasefire and to urge the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to end military aid to Israel close to his Brooklyn home. In this context, about 300 arrests took place at Grand Army Plaza, where thousands of mostly Jewish New Yorkers gathered for the Seder, a ritual that marked the second night of the holiday celebrated as a festival of freedom by Jews worldwide. The Seder came just before the U.S. Senate resoundingly passed a military package that includes $26 billion for Israel. Not in our name. Not in our name. Nearly 7 months into the Israeli government's genocide of Palestinians in Gaza, we are heartbroken and overwhelmed with rage. While Palestinians unearth their loved ones in mass graves, the Biden administration has approved billions in additional military funding to Israel. Not in our name. We must remain steadfast, not just because we have a moral imperative to do everything in our power to stop this genocide, which is being carried out in our names and funded with our tax dollars, but because we know the tide is turning. In a matter of days, over 100 solidarity encampments have sprung up at college campuses across the country to demand divestment from Israeli apartheid and genocide. It's the biggest student movement since the protest against the Vietnam War. These peaceful student protesters have been portrayed in the mainstream media as violent anti-Semitic mobs, even though it's clear that the only violence happening on campuses is being perpetrated by Zionist agitators and cops. These smears they're a distraction from the urgent work at hand. Now more than ever, we must stay focused. From Providence to New York City, Berkeley to Minneapolis, we're taking to the streets during Passover, during this day of Holocaust remembrance. We have held seders. We have had boots in the street. We Jews with our other siblings to protest U.S. complicity in genocide, refusing to let our traditions, our histories, and our identities be used to justify the mass slaughter of Palestinians. on college campuses. Student chapters of Jewish Voice for Peace have been involved in organizing dozens of encampments. And if you appreciate the fact that there is no other media, no other media in the country that is willing to commit to bring you the sound of we the people in our own words to tell the story of the resistance, the exodus from Zionism for liberation for Palestine. No, not in our name. Yes, this station, WBAI, is extraordinary and exceptional because it is the megaphone to amplify the voice of we the people, and we with the people dare to struggle, dare to win. And we are asking you to support this station as you never have before. It is so vulnerable. McCarthyism never died. At any moment, it flares its ugly head, its nostrils flaming to take down the dissenters, to take down the peacemakers, to take down the lovers of life and those who fight unrelentingly for equal rights and justice and will not allow their dollars, their history to be used against the Palestinian people. Now, every day WBAI programming, every day is fighting for the working class in our neighborhoods, at our jobs, and everywhere. People are facing injustice. We are there. Whether it's the movements against racist police brutality, environmental destruction, imperialist war, or any of the other crimes of the ruling class, we are there. On May Day, Building Bridges joined the hundreds of thousands around the world on this station, through this station, to commemorate May Day and demand a free Palestine. We're from all sectors of society united with the student movement to call for an end to the genocide, an end to the occupation, and for a liberated Palestine from the river to the sea. And we are asking you to enable us to keep on keeping on. We have just been informed that we have a generous donor, a sponsor, who is committed to us and has just given us, we've just been alerted to that, which is why we stopped the programming, the SATO, which we will return to. We have a $1,500 matching fund. And we have very little time to meet it. We have 2 hours, but that should be easy for us because we know that you support WBAI. You understand it is our media movement to amplify the voices of the oppressed. And for Palestine, we bring you not just programming about Palestine, but the voices of the movers and shakers who will risk all for their siblings. We're building bridges to you, and we won't let the plutocrats and their cronies obscure truth and blot out solidarity. So we're asking you now, right now, to call 212-209-2950. We're stimulating you with a little of the music of the great Palestinian violinist and oud player, perhaps the greatest oud player in the world, Simon Shaheen, to kind of get those juices stimulating and to show your support for this station, who brings you the voice of the people. Unadulterated. What people? Well, in this instance, the tens of thousands of Jewish people who were at a Passover Seder that was held in this community, in the streets, for Palestinian liberation and to proclaim our exodus from Zionism. You know, in economics, they say bad money drives out good because people hoard the good stuff. But you can't hoard accurate information. And we can't allow corporate media domination and state media manipulation to dominate the discourse. WBAI's Building Bridges is committed to speaking truth with power. Truth with power. Radio powered by the people. Propagandists with great wealth backing them up, military forces targeting journalists, political parties that want to narrow your field of vision to what the plutocrats are willing to debate, all want to treat you and me like mushrooms. Mushrooms? Yes, mushrooms. Keep us all in the dark and feed us crap. But WBAI's Building Bridges simply won't stand for it, and so you don't have to either. But we need your support and engagement to maintain and practice that commitment. We need you to donate right now. And the money will go for our tower fund to pay that odious landlord until we realize that all housing endeavors should put people before profit and that the need for shelter in any circumstance should be part of the public domain, not a profit industry. But we have a landlord that is, in effect, shall we say, holding our antenna, our transmitter, captive, charging us, well, they charge us what the market will bear. And we need you right now, as we are indebted to those Simon Legrees, right? You can picture the long, slim mustache rolled up at the end and tweaking it. That's the landlord. Well, we've got to pay the piper. We've got to pay the landlord to bring you this kind of programming, to amplify your voices, which cannot be any other place. Not for a moment, but for 24/7, 365 days a year, and for over 64 years. And we are not adulterated in any way. We are not commercialized in any way. And we will not be silenced unless we do not have the funds available right now in our kind of emergency state to pay for our housing, our antenna, our communication, our lifeline to you. We need you to donate now. Call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, and give what you can. Give what you can, because we have, as I said, a very limited time to make our matching fund. We're going to try to get information, a kind of thermometer during the course of this program to let you know how we do, whether we meet our mark. Oh, it would be shameful were we not to. And your money, whatever you can contribute, is worth double to meeting that matching fund of $1,500. So let's get on it. Please donate so Building Bridges can do its part to help BAI solve our nagging financial problems. 212-209-2950. It's crunch time on WBAI's overdue rent to house our antenna. 212-209-2950. Your money is in effect worth double when you call and help us make that matching fund. Come on, you can do do it. 212-209-2950. I want to return to the Seder. It fills me with soul, with spiritual energy, with righteousness, and how beautiful it is to have our voices heard, not perverted by the insidious commercial media who owes its allegiance to the corporatocracy and a hostile plutocracy with its hegemonistic interests to consume the resources of the world and to do so with full, unadulterated military might as the U.S. funds the genocide for its outpost, the Zionist state of Israel. We are anti-Zionist. I am anti-Zionist. That's the point of the Seder. And we will not let corporate media pervert our message. Call us anti-Semitic. No such thing. We are the first ones there to challenge anti-Semitism and all forms of bias when they evolve. We've done that for 64 years. How much is that worth? And to tell the truth, and the truth is that settler colonialism, and that's the ideology which has become systemic of Zionism, and the Zionist state that was established in 1948 that expelled more than 750,000 Palestinians from their land where they made the desert bloom with their olive trees, with their orange groves. 212-209-2950. Come on, let's get cracking here and let's make sure we get to that $1,500 matching fund. Donate. So Building Bridges, and you can donate in the name of Building Bridges, whatever you can. But if you can give $200 or more to quicken the pace that we meet that matching fund of $1,500. If you can do that, well, then we have a special gift for you. We have the Free Palestine Library. And that is the films, 8 of the most important films that have ever been made from the Palestinian perspective. El Nakba, the origin, the story of 1948 forward, and the evolution and the development and purpose of the Zionist ideology and what it has meant for the people of Palestine. And then there is Killing Gaza, one of the most gutsy films ever made, where the filmmakers risk their lives to go into Gaza during the last, what is a rolling Holocaust there, where people were subject to the bombardments. Yes, 2,000-pound bombs were dropped, not just after October 7th, before, where white phosphorus was used, and where intrepid journalists, and by the way, there have been more than 100 journalists killed, you know that, in Gaza, more than any other conflagration in history. Over 100 journalists. Shireen Abu Akla, gee whiz, so many more. And the flowering girls, the beautiful young flowering girls who had not even reached their kindergarten years yet under the rubble. So Killing Gaza is the actuality of the terrorism that has been employed by Zionism, the genocide, the ethnocide, to cleanse Gaza, and frankly, all of the historic landmass of Palestine from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea of the Palestinian people. To Judaicize it, that's what's happening now. And you see that all in this extraordinary, gut-wrenching, but critical film to watch, where people risk their lives to make it, Killing Gaza. So you have El Nakba, you have Killing Gaza, you have Occupation 101, which is made by two Palestinian brothers who had never made a film before in their life, and understand and place the genocide in the context of colonialism, of settler colonialism, of the taking of the lives, the land, the culture, the totality, the essence of indigenous people for the interests of imperialism. Occupation 101, a total history. Occupation of the American mind. The most important film ever made on the way our minds are shaped and have been shaped since 1948 around Palestine. The role of the Anti-Defamation League. The role of the... Yes, Jewish lobby, who pours millions into shaping the thoughts and discourse and behavior of politicians to support Zionism, who more and more and more now Jews are saying, not in our name, your fraudulent discourse, the money, whether you pay it to Schumer, whether you pay it to Richie Torres, the tens of thousands of dollars, whether you indeed even pay it to, and you did, to Elizabeth Warren, sad to say. We will learn how the money is spent to shape politics, how there is an occupation of the American mind. We will learn how MSNBC, how CNN, how ABC, Peacock, all of those media, how the Post, how the Times, how the Wall Street Journal, all of them are corrupted and perverted by imperialist design, by the corporatocracy, by the plutocracy, against Palestinian liberation. Occupation of the American mind. Occupation 101, Killing Gaza, El Nakba. Then the great, one of the greatest journalists that ever lived, who we just lost recently, John Pilger's Palestine is Still the Issue, who traces really the issue of Palestine as a project of settler colonialism to do the bidding of the imperialist nation of the U.S., but not less so Great Britain, France, and the like. So you're going to see that film as well. And then perhaps the greatest Palestinian scholar on this issue that has lived, Edward Said, who looks at the question of Orientalism and the myth of the clash of civilizations. Because you see, the issue is racist in nature, as well as part of a colonialist project. And Edward Said lays out the enormity of the chauvinism that is baked into the imperialist projects. The war around us, where two journalists are trapped in another one of the bombardments in Gaza and witness the most horrendous atrocities. And again, the use of internationally illegal weaponry, aside from the 2,000 bombs that are being dropped, the white phosphorus, the kind of surveillance tools, the program called Lavender, where AI is used in people's homes, ordinary people's homes, and becomes a target for their being taken out and bombed, which we're just beginning to reveal. Well, the war around us reveals all of that. And then the roadmap to apartheid. How the system, of Zionism has been molded into and took its structure to contain arrestive people fighting for their heritage, their existence, their nationhood, and turned it into a roadmap for apartheid. Yeah, so there's the eight films. There's also, I think, the most amazingly important audiobooks as a gift, along with your contribution to WBAI of $200. The audiobooks by Rashid Khalideh, author of The 100-Year War on Palestine, and by Noam Chomsky, another one, along with Ilan Pappe, a Palestinian Jew, both of whom are in discourse on the history and activism for the liberation and what must be the liberation of Palestine if we, as Jews, in any way are to keep our soul. Because the genocide will destroy it. So let me just reiterate, and then we're going back. We're going back because you're doing great, but we still are not at our peak for having met the $1,500 matching fund. So you can give what you can to make sure we get that matching fund. And we want to do it as quickly as possible. Who knows? Maybe we'll get another one during the course of this two-hour special. So give what you can, calling 212-209-2950, and just say you're pledging for WBAI's Building Bridges. You are supporting Building Bridges, WBAI, and give what you can to meet that matching fund. And if you can, within your heart and within your pocketbook, if you can give $200 or more to meet that fund, that matching fund, then we will give you as a gift, as a thank you gift for supporting the station, the most important public affairs, cultural presenter and expression of the voices of the people and against war and oppression in the country, WBAI. We will commit to you a gift of the eight films that I have just described, and with the two audiobooks. And yes, you will get the background music that was given to us to give to you for your commitment to this station. The music of Simon Shaheen, the great Oudist violinist, composer, We're building bridges, and we're building bridges to you. And as I said, we won't let the plutocrats and their cronies obscure truth and blot out solidarity. We simply won't stand for it. And so you don't have to either, but you need to support WBAI and building bridges, and you need to support us with your engagement to maintain and practice and commit honest journalism that speaks for the people, to the people, by the people. We need you to donate now. Please, please donate so Building Bridges can do its part to help WBAI solve that nagging but necessary financial problem. We need to cover the expense to house our antenna urgently and immediately, as the landlord, well, they simply won't wait. So I'm asking you, as a supporter of Building Bridges, in a frank appeal for funds to help Building Bridges do its part to cover the station's costs. We urgently need your most generous donation now. If you have ever thought about contributing to listener-sponsored free speech community radio, now is the time. Help us. Help us pay our bills, stay on the air, and rise to the demands of these times of war, political strife, and environmental challenges with progressive problem-solving programming like Building Bridges. Give what you can. But please, please take a moment to call. Call now. 212-209-2950 to contribute to our emergency fund drive. Please, your economic support is needed to keep Building Bridges and Equal Rights and Justice on the air and to keep WBAI keeping on. 212-209-2950. If you wish to contribute otherwise, you can certainly email me. But time is of the essence. Mimi, M-I-M-I, W-B-A-I radio at gmail.com. Mimi, W-B-A-I radio at gmail.com to make arrangements. But no, right now, Ken, we need to meet that matching fund. And I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash saying we need to meet the matching fund. You need us to meet the matching fund. You need BAI for the kind of information that you will get nowhere else. Nowhere else. And at this critical point in time when the transmitter is being held hostage by the people that own the transmitter, we need to come up with the money. So you need to contribute to the matching fund, and you need, in another way, not only WBAI, but these 8 films that Mimi was talking about in depth as a gift. If you contribute to WBAI.
Well, yeah. So we know you're contributing to the radio station, but this is just an extra. This is just a flourish. This is the cherry on the cake to give you information, to give you a gift, the 8 films and so on, which you can then take out. To become an emissary, to become an educator, to become an educator, to educate, agitate, and organize, to empower we the people for accomplishing, along with the Palestinian people, the liberation of Palestine for their self-determination to support it. Oh, Ken's absolutely right, and we are building bridges, and we are building bridges back to the Seder that was held, which was one of the most, I think, warm, enriching, emotionally, demonstrations of the untold numbers that I've been to that was organized primarily by Jewish people to make it clear, not in our name will you commit genocide, and you will surely not obscure the truth as to what anti-Semitism is, and that repudiation of Zionism is repudiation of the worst of settler colonialism. We stand for equal rights and justice, for equity and inclusion for all people, because that's our tradition. That's our lesson against white supremacy from our experience with the Holocaust that the Jews went through. Not the only Holocaust, which is why on this Holocaust Remembrance Day, we particularly shout out to prevent a Holocaust and the genocide that is going on in Gaza, and to recall all others, because never again is the lesson we learned, and for all people, for equal rights and justice, never in our name. We speak peace and seek justice with power to rise to the challenge of these times of war and climate crisis, repression and surveillance, as commercial media close newsrooms or self-censor what they report. WBAI, Building Bridges, is more essential than ever. Non-commercial, non-profit, WBAI offers a platform for voices of solidarity, creative cultural expression, and critical analysis and investigation that fulfills journalism's obligation to afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted. 212-209-2950. We're going to return to the programming. And it's not that our transmitter is being held hostage. It's that it's housed. It's housed, as it must be, in a building with a very, that's owned by a very voracious landlord. And we have to pay the rent. Now's the time. Let's go back. Listen to our program as you call.
99.5 FM, WBAI, New York.
To give us the blessing over the karpas, the salt water, the bitter herbs. I'm really, really honored to bring up Naomi Klein, the one and only Naomi Klein.
I was just asked by a journalist why it is that so many people are not spending Passover with their families. We know the answer to that question. We already heard, because there is a genocide and this Passover is not like other Passovers. But there's something else, which is we are with our family. We are. This is our movement family. And I want to thank you for being my family during these interminable months. I could never have done it without you, without all of your strength. I have now swallowed the parsley. My friends, I've been thinking about Moses and his rage when he came down from the mount to find the Israelites worshiping a golden calf. The eco-feminist in me has always been uneasy about this story. What kind of God is jealous of animals? What kind of God wants to hoard all the sacredness of the earth for himself? But there is, of course, a less literal way of understanding this story. It is a lesson about false idols, about the human tendency to worship the profane and shiny, to look to the small and material rather than the large and transcendent. What I want to say to you this evening at this revolutionary and historic Seder in the streets is that too many of our people are worshiping a false idol once again. They are enraptured by it. They are drunk on it. They are profaned by it. And that false idol is called Zionism. It is a false idol that takes our most profound biblical stories of justice and emancipation from slavery, the story of Passover itself, and turns them into brutalist weapons of colonial land theft, roadmaps for ethnic cleansing and genocide. It is a false idol that has taken the transcendent idea of the promised land, a metaphor for human liberation that has traveled across faiths to every corner of this globe, and dared to turn it into a deed of sale for a militarist ethnostate. Political Zionism's version of liberation is itself profane. From the start, it required the mass expulsion of Palestinians from their homes and ancestral lands in the Nakba. From the start, it has been at war with collective dreams of liberation. At a Seder, it is worth remembering that this includes the dreams of liberation and self-determination of the Egyptian people. This false idol of Zionism has long equated Israeli safety with Egyptian dictatorship and unfreedom and client state. From the start, it has produced an ugly kind of freedom that saw Palestinian children not as human beings, but as demographic threats. Much as the Pharaoh in the book of Exodus feared the growing population of Israelites and thus ordered the death of their sons. And as we know, Moses was saved from that by being put in a basket and adopted by an Egyptian woman. Zionism has brought us to our present moment of cataclysm, and it is time that we say clearly, it has always been leading us here. Yes. It is a false idol that has led far too many of our own people down a deeply immoral path that now has them justifying the shredding of core commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not covet. The commandments brought down from the mount. It is a false idol that equates Jewish freedom with cluster bombs that kill and maim Palestinian children. Zionism is a false idol that has betrayed every Jewish value, including the value that we place on questioning, a practice embedded in the Seder itself with its four questions asked by the youngest child. It also betrays the love that we have as a people for text and for education. Today, this false idol dares to justify the bombing of every single university in Gaza, the destruction of countless schools, of archives, of printing presses, the killing of hundreds of academics, scholars, journalists, poets, essayists. This is what Palestinians call scholasticide, the killing of the infrastructure and the means of education. Meanwhile, in this city, the universities call the NYPD and barricade themselves against the grave threat posed by their own students, asking them. Students embodying the spirit of the Seder, asking the most basic question, asking questions like, how can you claim to believe in anything at all, least of all us, while you enable, invest in, and collaborate with this genocide? Right. The false idol of Zionism has been allowed to grow unchecked for far too long. So tonight we say, it ends here. cannot be contained by an ethnostate, for our Judaism is internationalist by its very nature. Our Judaism cannot be protected by the rampaging military of that ethnostate, for all that military does is sow sorrow and reap hatred, including hatred against us as Jews. Judaism is not threatened by people raising their voices in solidarity with Palestine across lines of race, ethnicity, physical ability, gender identity, and generations. Our Judaism is one of those voices and knows that in this chorus lies both our safety and our collective liberation. Yes. Our Judaism is the Passover, is the Judaism of the Passover Seder, the gathering in ceremony to share food and wine with loved ones and strangers alike. This ritual, light enough to carry on our backs, in need of nothing but one another, we don't need walls, we need no temple, no rabbi, and there is a role for everyone, including, especially, the smallest child. The Seder is portable. A diaspora technology, if ever there was one. It is made to hold our collective grieving, our contemplation, our questioning, our remembering, and our reviving and rekindling of the revolutionary spirit. So look around. This here is our Judaism. As waters rise and forests burn and nothing is certain, we pray at the altar of solidarity and mutual aid, no matter the cost. We don't need or want the false idol of Zionism. We want freedom from the project that commits genocide in our name. We want freedom from the ideology that has no plan for peace except for deals with murderous theocratic petrostates next door while selling the technologies of robo-assassinations to the world. We seek to liberate Judaism from an ethnostate that wants Jews to be perennially afraid, that wants our children afraid, that wants us to believe that the world is against us so that we go running to its fortress, or at least keep sending the weapons and the donations. That is the false idol. And it's not just Netanyahu. It's the world he made and the world that made him. It's Zionism.
That's right.
We, in these streets for months and months, we are the Exodus from Zionism. Yes. So, to the Chuck Schumers of this world, we do not say, let our people go. We say, we have already gone, and your kids, they're with us now.
To be joined by the Resistance Revival Chorus. Please join us in welcoming them.
Ain't gonna let racism turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let racism turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching up to freedom land. Turn me around, ain't gonna let no APAC turn. keep on a walking, keep on a talking, marching up to freedom.
Dear friend, beloved sibling in this struggle, who we are so honored to struggle alongside, Izzy Mustafa from the Adela Justice Project. Please join me in giving Izzy a warm welcome.
Wow. Thank you, everyone. It's been a while. I used to walk these streets, march these streets around my community here. For the past 3 years, I've actually been in Palestine. I've recently come back. I've been there for the first 4 months of the genocide. And every day since October 7th has been nothing short of a Twilight Zone nightmare, in which every day I'm wondering if I'm gonna wake up and everything will be different. For 201 days, I've been in my apartment in the West Bank, hearing the roars of F-16s flying above me, heading towards Gaza. F-16s that I know that as an American citizen, my tax money is going to.
That's right.
Raids coming in and out, sometimes 3 days a week, of Israelis taking friends, families, neighbors. The fear of just posting about Gaza on social media, for the fear of when you cross a checkpoint, are you going to be pulled out and told to show the Israeli soldiers your phone? For 201 days, I would see you all escalating your tactics, trying to gather the attention of the highest office of Mr. Chuck Schumer over here. Shame. I would sit there and I would wonder, what would I tell my community if I come back? Right now, the prison system is the worst it's ever been. We're talking 20 people in one jail cell, 3 plates of food for them all to ration for each other. Shame. Torture. The photos of those who are coming out right now, they don't resemble the same people they were with before they went to prison. So now I think about Omar. What would Omar tell me in this moment? Omar would tell me, okay, finally, you're speaking. You're in front of your community. You're where you're supposed to be. So tell them what needs to be done. So I'm going to tell you all. We all have a role to play.
Yes.
All of us, each and every one of us. Some of us came later to this. Okay, I forgive you. I forgive you. But we must stop this genocide. must stop the funding of weapons to Israel. We must get our communities to divest from Israeli bonds. We must get our communities to divest from weapons manufacturers. We must get our communities to divest from the racial violence, not only in Palestine, but here in the United States. Because if you ask any Palestinian about how Palestine will get free, it'll be when the consciousness of the American people and the Westerners realize that they are encaged and that liberation must also come through here. The reason why those up top are so afraid of Palestinians is because we have no fear and we remain consistent and we remain committed to our liberation. And all of our ancestors and the legacy before me and before my father and my grandfather and grandmother and everyone behind me always reminded each other of one thing. Our liberation is bound to each other, no matter where you are, right? So when we say, let Gaza live, we're also saying, let the Congo live. We're let Sudan live. Let the people of Brooklyn, New York, the communities that are being gentrified here, let them live. We all have a role to play to dismantle the systems of oppression. Regardless if it's patriarchy, racism, capitalism, and Zionism. I'm proud to be standing in front of you all today because something needs to be clear. We're gonna get free, all of us, but we need you all to stay on board with us through this. We are at a very hard time. The repression is gonna be more. Where there's going to be more tactics that try to divide us. More tactics that try to entrap us. But we need each other more now than ever. So, you either stay on the train with us Palestinians towards liberation. Or you can't sit with us. So, I'm going to close. Because I think, yeah, there's an incredible line of amazing speakers. But I have something to say to Chuck Schumer, to Joe Biden, to all the haters out there listening. From every river, every single river, to every single sea, this collective times a million will build the pathway for all of us to be free. Yeah. There will be next year in liberation.
Sister in struggle who keeps us all fortified, who we have so much deep respect and admiration for. Please join me in welcoming Linda Sarsour from MLA.
Good evening, everyone. I am so deeply honored and humbled to see you all here today. And I want you to know that we were out here over 6 months ago. And I promise you that there were many people who did not believe that you would be outside today.
No.
They thought that we would move on after after the second and the third and the fourth week, and then came the third and fourth and fifth and sixth month, and we are still here. Woo! And we will still be here until not only we end the genocide against the Palestinian people of Gaza, but we put the people of Palestine on a path to freedom and liberation. I haven't been outside as much as I usually am, because for the first time in my organizing career, I've had to learn how to organize and grieve at the same time. It is not easy for Palestinian American organizers to get up every day and organize through the bloodshed of our people, through the devaluing of the human and sacred life of Palestinians. And so I salute every single human being that has continued to go outside and demand justice and an end to the atrocities that are being committed by the State of Israel, funded by the United States government. This weekend, including today, I have spent so much time with some of the most incredible human beings that you could ever meet in your lives. And they are college students on campuses across this country. That we must stay committed to freedom and liberation even if we do not see them in our lifetime. Oftentimes, we may not see the fruits of our labor. But I hope that our elders, our Jewish elders who are here, people like Dottie and Roz and Esther and Sarah, I hope that you see the fruits of your labor in those Jewish students at Columbia, at New York University. You have raised a new generation, a fearless generation. One that is committed to a Judaism that is rooted in freedom for all people. Liberation of Jewish people bound up with the liberation of not only Palestinians but people all over the world. You did good, my friends, and I hope that you sit here proud of the rebellious young anti-Zionist Jews taking risks in the long-standing tradition of fearless Jewish activists and organizers. The Seders get bigger. The Jewish-led actions get bigger. They get more fearless. And what we want those in power to know is that we will stay outside. We will not be divided. Because what the opposition thought they would accomplish is to pin us up against one another. They have not succeeded in the last 7 months, and I promise you that they will never succeed. And for all of our friends, Jews and non-Jews alike, that have sat on the sidelines, I still welcome you here. You are still welcome here. The doors are still open to you. There is always the right time to come to the movement for freedom. And I know that some have tried to silence folks and intimidate folks, and some might not have the courage to be here today, but I promise you that they are watching, and we want them to know that at the next Seder, at the next Jewish action, at the next rally for freedom for Palestinians, you are welcome. and it is never too late to come to the movement for freedom. This work is not easy. The fight for justice is not easy. Because if it was, everybody would be doing it. If it was easy, we would probably have justice by now. So when it is hard, when it is dark, when it is difficult, you are in the right place. And it is in those moments of discomfort that I know that Palestine and the freedom of Palestinians is closer than it has ever been before. There is no way that I will ever believe that the massacre of 40,000 Palestinians is in vain. The sacrifices of those martyrs are our fuel to stay and keep going towards never again. We said never again before, but we are still here. And I want to remind us that we continue to say end the genocide, but the genocide has already ensued. The genocide already happened. What continues to happen is more genocide. So don't give up. Don't give up, and don't give up on those that you love. I know that many of you are struggling with people that you love who still double down on what is happening in Gaza right now. Don't give up. One day, they will realize that they need to be here with us on the right side of history. There are some in your community, and I will name one here. I look forward to the day, and it is very near if it's not already here, that people like Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL will be in the dustbins of history. I am so proud that one day we will look back and generations to come of Jews and Muslims and Christians and people of no faith will look back and say, those were my ancestors. And as our dear brother and poet Amir Suleiman said, we will be the ancestors, so we must act accordingly. Stay steadfast, my friends. Stay consistent, stay focused, and keep your eyes on Gaza. They will distract you with the headlines. They will show you political theatrics by theocratic regimes to take you away from why we are here. And it is to build a future where Palestinian children do not just survive, but they thrive. And I look forward to staying on this journey for all of you. I love you, I salute you, and thank you for being light in the darkness. I hope you have a beloved future.
Gets louder and our movement stronger, we will take the streets shouting peace, peace, peace. Woo.
You're listening to an expanded Building Bridges. I'm Mimi Rosenberg with Ken Nash. And I am loath to fade down the rest of the programming, which had numbers of Jewish student organizers from across the many campuses in New York City, and including all the way up through Ithaca and Buffalo, who came down to say no more genocide in their name. The jargon is controlling. It is controlling the narrative. In his seminal Cultural and Imperialism, Edward Said, Palestinian activist, scholar, he was more explicit. He said the Western media machine was now capable of penetrating deep into the consciousness of much of humanity with a wiring as influential as that of the Imperial Navy's of the 19th century, gunboat journalism, in other words, or war by media. Yet a critical public intelligence and resistance to propaganda does exist. You just heard it. And a second superpower is emerging, the power of public opinion, fueled by the internet, the social media. But that can't be all, because it's not deep enough and we do not control it. BAI, 64 years of programming is there for you. Nothing has been available 24/7, 365 days for over 64 years. And for the cause of the immiserated people, the people who are oppressed, the indigenous people throughout the world that are oppressed by colonialism, settler colonialism. The false reality created by false news delivered by media gatekeepers may prevent some of us knowing that this new superpower is stirring in country after country, the superpower of public opinion. From the Americas to Europe, Asia to Africa, it is a moral insurrection exemplified by the whistleblowers like Edward Snowden and Chelsea Manning and Julian Assange. The question begs, will we break our silence while there is time? The only conceivable future for justice and peace necessitates a process of decolonization and equal rights for all. Free, free Palestine. You are listening to a spectacular production, a people's voice by the thousands who came out primarily as Jews for a liberation Seder. Yes, to recall on this day, most strategically and important to enculturate themselves with the lessons of then for now, meaning to say no more genocide in our name. Free, free Palestine from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea. The Zionist movement's project is not ours, and we are in an exodus from this. The only way out of colonial situation is decolonization, the dismantling of the Zionist structures of domination and control, and the replacement by a secular democratic state in which Palestinian people, a new civil society, and a shared political community thinking through the process of decolonization to its post-colonial conclusion. In order to bring you this programming, we desperately need to fund this extraordinary medium. We can't bring you the voice of Naomi Klein. We can't bring you the voice of Linda Sessor. We can't bring you the voices that Building Bridges has week after week after week after week. That WBAI has hosted these programmers. And who are these programmers? They're not funded by the corporatocracy. They are of the people, by the people, for the people. That is what makes us so absolutely unique. Please, we have, which I announced when we commenced our program, a $1,500 matching fund. Should have made it by now. Should have made it by now. We have less than 15 minutes to make another $800 to fulfill that matching fund and in effect double the money. And contribute that money to our antenna. Our antenna is housed in a place, and since we live in a market-driven society, we have rent to pay, and we are behind. And it is urgent. It is critical. It is now that the money to pay for housing our antenna is due and owing. Least we go silent. Least this station goes silent into that good night. Not at this time. Not with you calling 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Please, I implore you to be able to hear our voices, the people's voices, the community's voices, to end Israeli genocide now, for immediate ceasefire in Gaza, to free all hostages and Palestinian political prisoners, for all of that, to keep this voice going. Please, please call 212-209-2950. Give what you can. Give what you can so that we can quickly, well, it has to be quickly because we only have moments left to make up and get the $1,500 matching fund to our very good-natured and generous donors that, you can do it in no time. Well, I hope we can prove her right. I hope we can prove her right. So please, dear siblings, call 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Give what you can. And if you can give more than or give $200 or more, we have a special additional gift for you aside from the gift of this station. We will give you 8 of the most important films that have ever been authored in the Palestinian voice. And we will give you the audiobooks that have been produced by Rashid Khalidi, The 100-Year War on Palestine, and the second audiobook with Ilan Pappe, a Palestinian Jewish scholar activist in conversation with Noam Chomsky, all on the liberation of Palestine. So you'll get the audiobooks. You will get the 8 films for a contribution of $200 or more, but every contribution is vital and shows your love and commitment, because every day Building Bridges, WBAI programming, is fighting for the working class in our neighborhoods and at our jobs and everywhere people are facing injustice, whether it's the movement against racism, police brutality, environmental destruction, imperialist war, or other crimes of the ruling class. We're constantly putting our politics into practice. On May Day alone, Building Bridges joined hundreds of thousands around the world to commemorate May Day and demand a free Palestine, for workers of the world to unite and fight, for they had nothing to lose but their chains and a world to win, and for Palestine. We were there, bringing you the voices of all sectors of society united with the student movement to call for an end to the genocide, to end the occupation and a liberated Palestine from the river to the sea. Student encampments are continuing to pop up across the country in solidarity with Gaza, demand divestment from their universities. These encampments have faced severe repression from police, and even that cannot stop the movement for Palestine. And the same is true with the working class now. More than 270 unions have passed resolutions for a ceasefire, and they're going beyond that to boycott, divest, and sanction. Well, we're building bridges to you. And we won't let the plutocrats and their cronies obscure truth and block out solidarity. In economics, they say bad money drives out good because people hoard the good stuff. But you can't hoard accurate information, and we can't cooperate. We can't allow the incorporation of corporate media to dominate and state media manipulation to dominate the discourse. Building Bridges, WBAI, is here for you. It's committed to speaking truth. And as I said before, not to power, with power, with power. Radio powered by the people. Propagandists with great wealth backing them up. Military forces triggering journalists and targeting them. Political parties that want to narrow your field of vision to what the plutocrats are willing to debate. All want to treat you and me, as I said before, and I liked the image, and I'm going to use it again. Mushrooms, like mushrooms, keep us in the dark and feed us crap. But WBAI's Building Bridges simply won't stand for it, so you don't have to either. But we need your support and engagement to maintain and practice that commitment. We need you to donate now. Minutes left. Can we not? Is it possible we won't meet that matching fund? Please donate so Building Bridges can do its part to help BAI solve our nagging financial problems. It's crunch time. It's crunch time on WBAI's overdue rent to house our antenna. We need to cover this expense urgently and immediately, as the landlord simply won't wait. So I am imploring you, as a supporter of Building Bridges and a frank appeal for funds to help Building Bridges, to help WBAI do its part, to help Building Bridges do its part, to help BAI to cover the station's costs. We urgently need your most generous donation now. If you've even thought about contributing to listener-sponsored free speech community radio, now is the time. Help us pay our bills, stay on the air, and rise to the demand of these times of war, political strife, and environmental challenges with progressive problem-solving programming like you've heard tonight. That was brought to you by Building Bridges, the voice of the people. Give what you can, but please, please take a moment now. Moments left, minutes left to call 212-209-2950 to contribute to our emergency fund drive. Contribute what you can, if you can. If you can give $200. If you can give $200, we will give you an additional a gift. Although the real gift is WBAI, we will give you a gift of 8 films so you can do even more to educate, agitate, and organize for a free, free Palestine. So, I just took that musical break for a moment because I've been told to look at my phone. Because we are thanking people who did come and call, who have risen to the occasion. Dale Lehman says, keep doing what you're doing. So we thank you, Dale. We thank you. And Dale pledged for the Palestinian Library, which you can do, which is a gift that you will get for $200 or more. John Faust, Brooklyn, says, listen, learn, stay woke. Yes, indeed. Palestine Library, $200. You can use a five. Well, I was told there's another matching fund. I'm a little befuddled, but I want to make sure we meet. Let's see. Whoa, we got four minutes left to make that matching fund of $1,500. We have $400 to go. Oh my God. That's two people committed to either $200 pledges for WBAI, and for which, if they do the $200, they will get the free Palestine gift, which is the 8 films and audiobooks. We've got 2 more that have come in. I'm not good at reading all these texts and talking at the same time. But we have a dear friend from Brooklyn, Paul Stein, who has contributed. Paul Stein is out there every single Tuesday, I believe Tuesday and Saturday, in Sunset Park in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. He and his partner, Elena, they are there with their sign saying free, free Palestine, and engaging anybody who passes by in the discourse. They're not part of demonstrations with thousands of people. They're there in the community, just two people making a difference. So make a difference along with us and make sure that it's not in our name. No, we are the exodus from Zionism. We are Jewish voices for peace. We are Jews who support Palestinians. Free, free Palestine. 212-209-2950. And perhaps I can get some information. We have, oh my gosh, 2 minutes? 2 minutes? Can we not make and indeed go over the $1,500? Your money is doubled now. Do it for Palestine. Show your belief, show your love, and show your commitment to this radio station, this extraordinary radio station who speaks truth with power, with power, with power. 212-209-2950. Whatever you can give now is worth all. It is worth all. Because we are the people's radio station. Our narratives are from the people, by the people, for the people. We are repulsed by Israel's ongoing military occupation of Palestinian territory and its repeated invasions of the Gaza Strip, which have triggered a fierce backlash against Israeli policies virtually everywhere in the world except with the U.S. government. The occupation of the American mind is what's happened. While we take an eye-opening look and zero in on the pro-Israel public relations efforts within the United States to understand the lies, and we explore the Israeli government, the U.S. government, the pro-Israeli lobby that have joined forces often with every different motives, but to shape American media coverage of the conflict in Israel's favor. Well, 30 seconds. I've got to just trust that we're going to make that matching fund. And you, my dear siblings, hold dear this media outlet like you never have before. To say, not in our name, free, free Palestine, from the river to the sea. And we just got 2 more commitments coming in. And what can I say? I love you, my siblings. I love you because you stand for equal rights and justice, and you're willing to educate, to agitate, to organize, to empower we the people for Palestine in our workplaces, in our communities, and to make sure they never manipulate and abuse our names, because we as Jews, in the best tradition of Judaic history, in the tradition of the escape from the Warsaw Ghetto, we say, not in our name. We stand for the dismantling of the apartheid settler colonial state and for a unitary, non-theocratic vision with the right to return from the Jordan River to, oh yes, to the Mediterranean Sea for all the inhabitants of the historic land of Palestine. Treasure this radio station, support it, and we will continue to be here to bring the voices of you, the people. Whose station? Your station. Over 64 years, and we're not letting it go anywhere. So last chance on this program to call 212-209-2950 and support WBAI, the voice of the people, for equal rights and justice and for a free, free Palestine. And never again to allow the corporate media to manipulate the facts and claim to be speaking in our name. And bravo to those valiant students. Let's join with them. Let's protect and support them. And for a free, free Palestine, for the sacrifices they are making and for the truths they are relating to us. I'm Mimi Rosenberg with Ken Nash. We are building bridges to you over WBAI 99.5 FM. Thanks for listening.
To listener-sponsored WBAI in New York, and here's Samori Marksman, supporter of human rights and the international peace movement, a much-loved program director here at WBAI, reflecting on the 60s.
I'm torn by the tragedy of seeing great people pass. Kind of make me sort of wonder. I mean, it kind of makes us feel that it's our turn next, you know, because a lot of people who left town are people whom we knew. I look at many people like Stokely Carmichael, of course, Kwame Ture. And having known him and so on, it's touched me. And I just, looking at something early and saw his name again, and it just kind of reminded me about that there isn't much left for those of us who were around in the 60s, you know, with people like that. People like John Henry Clark, another personal friend who, you know, took so much with him. And many of the other figures who we looked at, many entertainers and, you know, other people who made great contributions. And, you know, I'm ending with this sense of great loss, but I'm also ending on a tone of not only pondering and reflecting on these things, but being genuinely concerned.
Speaking of genuine concern, this is WBAI New York. And we're asking you to help WBAI, help keep it on the air. Support WBAI's Tower Fund. Go to towerfund.wbai.org. Keep it going. Call 212-209-2950. Support WBAI. Contribute what you can to keep this experiment, long-running experiment in free speech, in alternate views, in progressive commentary, and programming you won't hear anywhere on the mainstream. Let's keep it alive. Let's keep it going.
No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace.
Give us a call, 212-209-2950. Support WBAI. In honor of Samori and all of the broadcasters and guests who have appeared on WBAI through the ages, preserving a platform for future speakers, for future voices to come on the air right here in the center of the FM dial at 99.5 FM, to come on to WBAI, to come on to this platform and share their views and engage with you, please help support WBAI 212-209-2950 in honor of Samori and all the other voices you've heard here on WBAI, and all the voices that you will hear, but you don't even know who you're going to hear, but you'll hear them if you tune in to 99.5 FM in the center of the FM dial, or if you listen online, as so many of our listeners do, at WBAI.org. Please come forward and support WBAI. Become a listener member of WBAI for $25 for the year, or become a BAI buddy, a sustaining member, for 15 or more a month. And this helps WBAI know how much money is coming in, because WBAI doesn't get any corporate sponsorship. Our sponsorship is from you, our listeners, who support WBAI, who appreciate WBAI, who want to uplift WBAI and the voices that you can hear on this listener-sponsored station. Again,